Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is, what is today? Thursday here on the show. I never know the day after a Wednesday night Observer Radio what day it is, because I'm up to like 2:30 in the morning. I wake up exhausted. I look 600 years old. And I'm tired. But you know what it is? It is Thursday. We got a lot to talk about here today. Mike Sempervivi has taken the day off. He will be replaced today with a weekly appearance by Lance Storm. Lance has got a lot to talk about here today. And in fact, I hear that he wants to talk about the idea of a AEW. We won't say brand split. I know people get mad about that. Two rosters. A Dynamite and a Collision roster. So he wants to talk about that here today. And we'll go over all of the news. Dynamite last night. We got the Dynamite review here. We've got a ton of matches announced for the Continental Classic. They actually announced matches. So that's good. We'll tell you about all of those. We got the update on the lawsuit, the Ring Boy lawsuit. We have an update on Ryan Nemeth, who filed a complaint against AEW. And I got a couple of notes on that as well. We got the Tuesday night NXT rating, which was not great. And they're leading into their show this coming weekend. Not a good number at all. Updates on Taz and plenty more. If you'd like to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. I'm F4WOnline at gmail.com. I'm F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Cameos, everybody, F4WOnline. And I'm at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. A lot to get into when we get back from the break. Everybody stick around. Observer Live.
Get even more savings this holiday season by becoming a Milo's Rewards member. Don't miss new member deals dropping every week, like $15 off a purchase of $50 or more on select Bounty, Charmin, and Puffs paper products. Plus, get free standard shipping with Silver Key status. Just one more way Lowe's is here to help you shop, save, and enjoy the holidays. Join for free today. Milo's Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Exclusions and more terms apply. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress-free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
My guess, Lance, is if you unplug the Scarlet and plug it back in, it might work. That's how we normally deal with these kinds of things. How you doing?
Alrighty then.
Yeah, Lance is on the phone, everybody. You know, the older you get, Lance, the more you look like Tim Flowers. Has anybody ever told you that?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you should start calling me and yelling at me over my gimmick. Yeah, Lance is on the phone. We'll try and get him fixed after the first break right here. But, you know, we do what we can here. You know what we do? We barrel on through is what we do here on this program. How you doing today, Lance?
I'm doing all right. I've been to the gym already. Got my dogs out, so the day's going well.
Well, I want to thank everybody in the chat who's checking in about the tsunami warning. Yes, there was a big earthquake. And like the whole Bay Area up the coast, there's a tsunami warning. And I'm not in that zone, but I'm pretty sure the Cannon Beach condo is. So hopefully everything is all right. But we're all fine, and I think everybody is all right. But that's pretty scary. Big earthquake offshore. All right, let's get into some of the news here, Lance. And then we will move forward. I'll wait till we connect you better to do our discussion about
roster division.
Yeah, roster division. We need to find a good name that isn't brand extension that triggers people. Judge has issued a stay in the lawsuit filed on behalf of the survivors of the Ring Boy scandal. So essentially what's going on here is there is a how to explain this? The Maryland Supreme Court is going to rule on the Maryland Child Victims Act. It eliminated the statute of limitations on civil lawsuits on behalf of child sexual abuse predators. So whenever that is ruled upon, if it is upheld, I guess, then the Ring Boy lawsuit will continue. So that's essentially why it's being put on hold. It's put on hold pending the results of the 2023 Maryland Child Victims Act, which is, in the Maryland Supreme Court as we speak. So that's the update on that. That one is paused. And as far as the Vince McMahon, Janelle Grant lawsuit, I believe that one, which was paused, is about to be unpaused, like literally at any time. I don't remember the exact day, but it's like, you know, next couple of days. So I would presume that early next week we're going to be hearing a lot of news as it regards that one. Then, of course, we had this, talked about this a little bit yesterday, and I got a little more to talk about here. In a document obtained by Fightful, former AEW wrestler Ryan Nemeth filed a complaint with several executives in which he claimed he suffered abuse, harassment, and threats while with the company, specifically from CM Punk, and that AEW didn't do anything about it. So he's got an entire timeline here, and this complaint was sent in September, so a few months ago, although it might have been September 2023 because he's no longer employed. I guess it was September 2023. He's with TNA now, right?
Off and on. I don't know if he's actually signed, but he does make quite a few appearances for us, yeah.
Okay, because he was on a per-event deal with AEW. So he's got a whole timeline here. He says April 16, 2023, he contacted former chief legal officer Megha Parekh, who's no longer with the company, by the way. She's gone. With concerns he would be targeted by CM Punk. June 21st, claimed that Punk threatened him in a locker room, apparently due to Nick's or Ryan's infamous softest wrestler alive tweet. And he stated that Parekh, the Young Bucks, and Tony Schiavone showed him empathy for the incident. He was not booked to wrestle for 2 months. He said he had the support of Jon Moxley, who said, quote, the situation did not sit right with him. July 17th, he contacted Parekh about the lack of response to the locker room incident, felt he had been, quote, silently fired. He was concerned his per-date contract would not be renewed. Parekh assured him that's not the case. August 12th, in Greensboro, he was basically flown into Collision, even though apparently Punk didn't want him on Collision. They flew him there anyway. So he flies all the way there, and then they won't let him go to the building. And at first, Pat Buck tells him it's travel confusion, but then later he is told, actually, it's because CM Punk did not want you there. Calls Parekh again, requests AEW to do something. He was flown to a Wednesday, August 16th Dynamite, told to cut a promo in front of the live crowd where he would, quote, verbally antagonize Punk. That sounds like a great idea. Met with AEW HR and legal on that same day, was unsatisfied with their response, and he last worked for AEW November 18th. Contract expired this past March, and it says he was one of the people that spoke to outside counsel as part of the investigation AEW launched after Punk and Jack Perry's backstage fight before All In. So, according to the Fightful report, Chris Peck of AEW's legal team reached out to work out a settlement for 3 years' salary in exchange for an NDA. He was interested in this, wanted to discuss it, but then was told it was pulled off the table for reasons that are unclear. He claimed that Peck threatened to sue him about the timeline at one point. Peck said he would be placed in, quote, an antagonistic position to Megha if the situation went to arbitration. There's been no comment from AEW. There will not be, if you know anything about AEW and legal situations. So I guess we'll find out. Really, the big question is this the only one or will there be more? Because I have heard from people there who believe now that this one's public, we might end up having more. But we shall see. You know, this actually
turned into a big bag of snakes.
It could. You know, this Lance kind of. I mean, I guess it will sort of play into the discussion about whether they should have two rosters. Because when Punk was there, Punk was kind of half in charge of it's still Tony's company, but like it was kind of his show, and he did choose who could and could not be on the show. So he kind of sort of split the rosters. Although it was not so much like, you know, you guys are going to be here and you guys are going to be there. It was more like, you guys can't be here. But like, so, you know, people ended up not working together and et cetera, et cetera. But it was not the ideal situation, I think is the easiest way to put it.
Well, yes, but that may not have been just because of the concept of separate rosters.
No, it wasn't. But it was a forced roster split because certain people were not allowed to work on the Saturday show. So they could only work. But hey, you know what? We had people that were only working Wednesdays. If you want to see them, you got to watch Wednesdays. Although Wednesday is not the show we're worried about. We're worried about Saturday. And speaking of, we'll go over a couple of the lineups here. So they announced a whole bunch of matches for the Continental Classic. And three of the big matches are on Rampage. I wouldn't do it at this point. This is pretty much a dead show. But I don't even know, like, what's the point of building it up? It's already canceled, so it doesn't really matter. But we have got Daniel Garcia versus the Beast Mortos. We have Okada versus Mark Briscoe. And Ricochet versus Commander. Sounds like three great matches. You have to watch them on Rampage. On Saturday for Collision, we got Okada and Kyle Fletcher, Commander versus Darby Allin, and Daniel Garcia versus Mark Briscoe. Also, the Wrestle Dynasty Women's Invitational Tournament, Willow versus Serena Deeb, and we have Mina Shirakawa and Emi Sakura. And then for next week's Dynamite, Will Ospreay versus Claudio Castagnoli, which should be great. Brody King and Ricochet should be great. We got Mariah May and Mina Shirakawa for the AEW Women's title. Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly for a shot at MJF's title at World's End. That is a really weird situation right there. And then Jon Moxley and Pac versus Orange Cassidy and Jay White. And then the week after for Dynamite, Will Ospreay versus Darby Allin, which also should be great, and Mercedes Moné versus Anna Jay for the TBS title. And you didn't watch Dynamite, did you, Lance?
I did not, no. I do not get TSN.
What happened with NXT?
I have no idea. It's the second time my DVR did not record NXT when programmed to tape the whole series. I know last time it didn't was when they gave the show a special name.
That happened to me too.
And then it wasn't part of the regular series because it was a special. And I don't know if that happened this past Tuesday, but the show aired and my DVR ignored it.
All right, stand by. We're going to try and get you on Skype and get this show on the road. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Now I can... God. Lance, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, man. The dulcet tones of Lance Storm here on the air via Skype. Finally. All right, Lance. Well, now that we can hear you, why don't we talk about your ideas regarding whether there should or should not be a separate Collision and Dynamite roster.
Well, I wouldn't go too far as to say should or shouldn't, but I think there's a lot of pluses to it. And, you know, I think one of the great examples of it was the star Edge became by being the main event world champion guy on SmackDown, while John Cena and others were on Raw. You can only, you know, we've talked about it for decades now, create so many stars on one show. You can't make 15 stars on one show. Guys get lost. And if you're not in that top mix, you're not, I'm doing air quotes for those that don't have video, the star. So if you divide your rosters, it provides the opportunity to create legitimate three or four top guys on each show. And I think, too, it could alleviate the too many belts complaints that some people have, because how often do you hear AEW's got too many belts, and they always counter with WWE has more? And it's like, but it doesn't really feel like they have more. Like, yes, they have too many, too. But because half those belts are only seen on Raw and half those belts are only seen on SmackDown, it feels like there's fewer belts. And if AEW, as an example, put the trios titles on Collision, the tag titles on Dynamite, and you have your world AEW world champion on Dynamite and put your international champion or your TNT, whatever it is, make that your major championship on Collision, you have the chance of making more stars. And that's where I disagreed with Mike from yesterday. He's like, no, you got to create the stars first. It's like, but that's the problem you're trying to fix, is you can't make 10 stars on one show or one roster. But if you divided now, because you've got Swerve, you've got Moxley, you've got MJF, you've got Will Ospreay, you've got Kyle Fletcher you're trying to elevate, Takeshita you're trying to elevate, Hangman Page, Jay White, like you've got so many guys. And half those guys end up being second tier guys because the other guys are a little bit higher than them. If you separated, you've got the chance of all of them becoming top tier guys. And I think too, it creates the bonus of, you know, you talked about it when, Kyle Fletcher got that big win over Will Ospreay. It's like, well, you don't want to rematch them right away and give Will his win back, and you certainly don't want to beat Will twice. They were on different shows. It wouldn't be an issue. And I loved your idea of the Continental Classic. You know, the Blue League is Dynamite. The Gold League is Collision, which creates the ability, even the winner of the tournament, that's where the Continental Championship goes for the next year. And the nice thing is, you don't do the draft because that's too WWE. You don't call it a brand split. But you enable trades throughout the year. So if the trios division is on Collision, there's no reason why, if a team breaks up and two of them want to be into the tag team division, it's like, you announce a trade, you move them over to the other side, and they compete in the tag team division. And it allows more people to be featured. And then the big thing, which I think you were primarily
I'll make one comment here. Yeah, I think that they should do a brand split, okay? People are like, I just want two different rosters, okay? I never, not one time ever, said that there should be a draft, okay? I don't even think that you need to do trades, okay? Because in the Monday Night Wars, when you had Raw and Nitro, it's not like there was a reason that somebody showed up on Nitro. Oh, we got traded or whatever. It's just, oh my God, one day there's Razor Ramones on Nitro. What the hell's going on? So, like, you can just, like, you have your people on one side, you have your people on the other side. Swerve does a big long feud, feuds with Bobby Lashley, wins in the end. You decide, you know what? Feud's over. Next week, Bobby Lashley just shows up on Collision. That's his new brand. And month down the road, somebody from Collision, they just show up on Dynamite. You don't even have to have a reason for it. Just as long as you've got the separations and you've got X number of people that are here, X number of people there, you don't need to make a big deal out of it. Like, everyone's, you don't need to make a big deal out of it. Just have a Dynamite roster and a Collision roster. They're largely locked, but they're also fluid. Sometimes if someone's needed, they go. Sometimes if someone's needed, they go. You want to shake some things up every now and then, a big star switches sides, two big stars, but don't make a big deal out of it. You don't have to say we're switching Moxley and Will Ospreay. Just one day, Ospreay finishes a feud, he shows up on Collision the next week. Month later, Moxley finishes his feud, he ends up on Dynamite the next week. Doesn't need to be a big thing. But it makes it easier to do so many things that you can't do when you have one roster with 200 people across three shows, and so, like, 180 people are doing nothing most of the time.
Yeah, and I think in addition to that, you can't do those switches frequently. Because the real benefit to this, and it's something you've talked about before, is if we know that these 25 featured stars are always on Wednesday, and these 25 featured stars are always on Saturday, then promoting and advertising exactly what they're going to do on that show isn't going to be as needed to sell tickets. Because if you're a...
Exactly.
Ospreay, a Swerve, and a Hangman fan, and you know that they're on the Collision show, and they announce Collision in your town, you're going, I'm buying a ticket because I like those guys, and they need to be on that show consistently. And I think it there's, in my opinion, so many more upsides to it than there are down.
Well, I mean, I've talked about that for a long time. I mean, you know, sometimes AEW will have no card announced or very few matches announced until the day before. And, you know, I'll say, like, God, can we get some matches announced or whatever? And then, you know, SmackDown comes along, and it's like the day before, they only have two things announced. And people are like, well, how come you're so down on AEW, but you're not as down on WWE about it? And, you know, there's a reason for that. And that is, if you look at the SmackDown roster, okay? I'll take SmackDown here, if I can find the whole roster. All right, the top stars on SmackDown, like, we got Cody Rhodes, we got Nakamura now, Motor City Machine Guns, AJ Styles, Andrade, the Street Profits. You know, I could just go down this list here. And the fact of the matter is, Kevin Owens, LA Knight. Fact of the matter is, if you buy a ticket for SmackDown, you are going to see one of these people on the show. Guaranteed. There's never going to be a SmackDown where, like, you're not going to see at least one or two or four of all of those people that I just mentioned. Whereas on Dynamite, because you have one roster, and, like, there's so many people on it, if you don't tell me in advance, I have absolutely no, like, on Monday, if they've announced one match for Dynamite, I have no idea who's going to be on the show. None whatsoever. There have been pay-per-views where, like, you know, MJF won a big match at pay-per-view. He's not on the next Dynamite. Is Will Ospreay going to be on the show? Are the Young Bucks going to be on? I have no idea. No idea who's going to be on any show without a lineup. That's the difference. On Raw, you can go through the Raw roster, and it's like, you know you're going to see the Judgment Day. You're going to see Gunther. You're going to see whoever. Well, you won't see Bronson Reed now, but you would have. I mean, they're on, like, every show in some segment or another. It's the same thing with NXT. You can announce all of the things for NXT, but even if you don't, you're going to see Trick on the show. You're going to see Ridge on the show. You're going to see whoever. It's like, because there are separate rosters, and they utilize the top stars on every single one of the shows. It's not like that in AEW. It's not like that.
Yeah, when tickets go on sale for Raw, you know that 75% at least of the main stars on that brand are going to be on that show. even though you're buying tickets a month in advance. And it makes you more confident in spending your money when you don't know, especially if you're, there's a lot of people that, you know, just have certain people they're willing to pay money to see. You know, there's people that are diehard Osprey fans, MJF fans, whatever. And when you don't know, it's you're hesitant to spend your money.
We had a lot of apparently you did a much better job calmly explaining this than I did yesterday. You're convincing some people here.
Not having Semp making dumb arguments helps.
Oh, this person says, I can confirm. I went to Dynamite the one time they came to town. MJF didn't show up, and he was the champion at the time. It's like, yep, that happens. Yeti Pot Pie says, I hear it all the time. AW didn't know who was available to work such and such a show until they fixed that problem. Okay, first off, here's the thing. That has nothing to do with a brand split. Okay, nothing. Now, yes, I know that that excuse is often used. We don't know who's going to be available next week. But I have talked to people there, not Tony, because I'm sure he would say that same thing, but I've talked to people there, and they're like, listen, you know who's available next week, okay? It's not a freaking mystery. Sometimes there will be something, like when Sting's parents were ill and he was helping them, like, yeah, Tony didn't know if he was going to be there or not, so he couldn't advertise him. But, like, you know if Adam Cole's available. You know if Kyle O'Reilly's available. You know if MJF is available. Like, you know if the vast majority of these people are available. Yes, there are people that have limited dates. You know how many dates are left. If they have dates left and you want them on the show, they're on the show. So it's not a good excuse. Like,
and even limited dates.
Actually, hold that thought. Limited dates after the break. Observer Live.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I got some stuff I want to add, but go ahead and finish your thought.
Yeah, it's just that if you have limited dates on people, having the divided rosters, I think, helps you. Because if you have Will Ospreay for, say, 45 dates a year,
that's almost every show.
That's most
with collision. One brand.
Yes. And you won't have that issue where you're coming around November and going, oh, darn. It's like, we used him on 9 collisions and we've used him on 35 Dynamites. It's like, crap, we're running out of dates. If you stick with just the one show a week, you know, you got 52 television shows and however many pay-per-views they run, and you just pace yourself out with the, okay, we got to give him 5 shows off a year. It's like, okay. And it's a lot easier to keep track of and pace. But if you get guys that, oh, shoot, he worked a Rampage. Oh, crap, he worked a Collision. Now we've got 3 less dates. I think you're in it way easier to keep track if you just limit everybody to that one show a week, especially if they've got contracts that are built around, you know, fewer dates.
You know, it was brought up here, the Death Riders angle currently involves 8 to 9 top stars. All of them can't be exclusive to one show. Yeah, they can. Because there's 200 people on the roster. And, I mean, we can look at the Bloodline angle, which has about 30 people involved in that in one way or the other, all on one show. There's occasional movement back and forth, but, like, everybody involved is on one show, you know? And the thing is this, also. Here's how, like, everyone's talking about the Moxley-Death Rider storyline, okay? I have a problem with this storyline. And the problem actually would be solved if we had 2 rosters, okay? Right now, Moxley's crew is attempting to take over the show. They're taking over AEW, okay? And so we've got this deal where, like, they're killing everybody. Guys like Orange are stepping up. Guys like Jay White are stepping up, et cetera, okay? But at the same time, we have a feud with Swerve and the Hurt Business.
Syndicate.
Hurt Syndicate. And, like, it's in a totally separate universe. Like, Swerve was just recently the champion. He doesn't seem to care at all about Jon Moxley. He's never involved in any of it. The Hurt Business is never involved in any of it.
Syndicate.
There's other storylines where, like, there's no involvement whatsoever. It's like 2 different units. So he's taken over the show, but, like, Swerve's like, ah, whatever, I'm just doing my own thing. That doesn't even make any sense. If you had 2 shows and Moxley and the Death Riders were taking over Collision, fine. Have the Hurt Syndicate doing whatever they're doing. It's a different universe. They're doing whatever on Wednesday. So, of course, they're not worried about what's happening on Collision because they're on Dynamite. But by having one roster, it's like he's taking over the company, but only half the people care. The other half ignore it completely. That would be so much easier dealt with if he took over one show and the other people were on the other show. Right?
Yep, and it's not like you don't have the Callis family as a big group, the Hurt Syndicate.
Yeah, the Callis family has nothing to do with Moxley's takeover. Like, nothing. Kyle Fletcher never acknowledges or addresses it in any way. It's just like, eh, whatever. We'll just do our thing.
They could do their thing on a different show.
It says, why should I care if the Death Riders only taken over one show? I don't know. The Bloodline took over one show. It seemed to work just fine. I mean, they just took over SmackDown. And they do virtually nothing whatsoever on Raw. And it seemed to work really, really well. I mean, at the end of the day, you can argue this or agree. At the end of the day, there's 2 things. There's math, and there's what we're seeing right now. The math aspect of it is everything we've been talking about. More people get opportunities when you have a show with 100 wrestlers as opposed to a show with 200. And you can look at the Collision and the Dynamite numbers. And right now, Collision does basically half of what Dynamite does. And you can look at Raw and SmackDown, and they're doing exactly the same with their 2 brands. Exactly the same.
And creatively, it's so much easier if you're writing Collision and don't have to take into account what happens on Wednesday. You can write your show, and at the end of your show, there's nothing else that's going to screw with your show until your next show. But if you have to wait and see, well, who was used on Wednesday and who's going to be available for Saturday, it creates a lot more creative chaos and last minute booking because you're not sure who's getting used on each show. But if Saturday's in its own universe, then you can book and not worry about what the Death Riders are going to do on Wednesday.
And I want to make another comment here. It's about booking of AEW. I just want to make this clear again, because I've actually seen a lot of stuff online with people blaming different people for different things. And yes, if you're a Chris Jericho, if you're a Jon Moxley, if you're a Swerve Strickland, you know, if you're a guy at that level, yeah, you have an incredible amount of input into what you're doing. But it is Tony's show, and you're going to do what he wants to do. So if you don't like something, and it's, you know, Jon Moxley's got a lot of influence, but he's not the guy to blame ultimately, okay? Jericho's not the guy to blame ultimately. Swerve is not the guy to blame ultimately. Even, and I see a lot online about Will Washington, Tony Khan's right-hand man, and he ain't doing any, I shouldn't say he's not doing anything. That's not fair. Like, he's got stuff that he does, but like, you cannot blame Will Washington for anything. It's all Tony. Just like back in the day, it was all Vince McMahon. I've heard many stories of top, I'm talking top, absolutely tippy-top guys in AEW who have like sat in there with Tony for hours and hours and hours and argued. And at the end of the day, Tony is going to do what he wants to do, and that's it. So anything you like is Tony. Anything you don't like is Tony. Everyone else should just be like, they're catching strays here is what's happening. So, yeah. All right, what else do we got here? You didn't see Dynamite.
I said I did not.
Had some good matches.
No, really?
It's actually, you're right. They did, here's the notable things about the show, okay? The Continental Classic matches were good. So we had the opening match. If I can find it here. Kyle Fletcher, Shelton Benjamin. Thought it was great. And I think the notable thing about it is, like, whatever your casual fan, if such a thing exists, thinks or doesn't think about everything, the fans that went to this arena, they cared about the match and they care about the sanctity of the Continental Classic. Because when this Kyle Fletcher cradled this guy and pinned him using the ropes, that was genuine heat. Like, people were angry that this guy had cheated in this Continental Classic. And, of course, Don's there, so that helps. But they're doing a great job with Fletcher. I still argue he should win the whole thing, but I'm not confident. Then we had, I swear to God, I hope, like, they got to end this thing quick and just everybody move on. It's the Dynamite Dozen Battle Royal, okay? We have only two men in the match that have any chance of winning. It's Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly. And then there's Leo Rush, Rocky Romero, Brian Cage, Lance Archer, Dante and Darius, The Butcher, Evil Uno, Mark Davis, and Action Andretti. I'm telling you, the Green Guy Tag Team Battle Royal on NXT was 10 times as good as this match. There's like no heat early. And then it finally comes down to four guys. Cole and O'Reilly throw out Archer and Cage. And suddenly they ring the bell. I said, what? What? Like, first I thought, isn't MJF in the Dynamite? And then everyone's like, no, he'll defend against the winner. And then they actually had advertised at one point that next week it was going to be MJF versus the winner, okay? And then I watched this match, and like two men won. And then they announced that Cole and O'Reilly face off next week, and the winner gets MJF. And winner is coming.
Oops.
I don't care what the announcer said and what the graphics said. Did anybody tell anybody going in that that was the rules this year? Anybody? So anyway, that was bizarre. And it also doesn't matter what the announcers and the graphics say to the live crowd, which can't hear the announcers or see the graphics. And when two men were left in the ring, they chanted, throw him out. because they didn't know what was going on. Don't try to defend that. The crowd had no idea what was going on because they can't hear the announcers or see your graphics. They were like, what? Throw them out.
This is the third set of rules for this thing that they've had so far, right?
They've had many different rules over the years.
But they had the...
No, they were chanting, throw him out. Sorry. Go ahead.
But originally, the winner got the ring. And I think MJF entered and won and kept the ring a second time.
I think so.
Then the winner challenged him for the ring. And now the two winners challenge each other for the shot at the ring.
Yes.
They keep adding another level.
I'm wondering if maybe it was something where, like, but I can't imagine them not doing that Adam Cole MJF match at... I actually have a theory.
MJF's movie got extended?
I was going to say, I don't want to say this or not, but maybe the idea was that what they originally advertised was going to happen, MJF would face a winner on next week's show, and then the winner's not Adam Cole, maybe it's Kyle O'Reilly or whatever, and Cole screws MJF in that match, the other guy wins the ring, and then Adam Cole and MJF end up going at the pay-per-view. But then maybe he had an extra week he had to film, and so they had to cancel that. And then they did the two winners, and the winner... Maybe that's what happened. But the whole thing is just weird. And then Brody King and Claudio Castagnoli was the main event. Also a very good match. And same thing. Heel cheated.
I'm guessing they beat the crap out of each other.
They very much did. Claudio hit a low blow behind the ref's back, neutralizer for the pin. A lot of cheating by these heels, because they can't do outside interference. I will say that. So then...
Heels cheating is new.
Yeah. I like how this Twitch chat, by the way, is still advertising the Dave and Brian London Q&A. I think maybe we could take that advertisement down. I got some other things I'd like to plug if we can do that. So then the other thing that was notable was they did do an angle after Jay White and Pac, and Jay White won. Very good match. Very good wrestling. And you know, it's funny. It's funny. So, Pac is part of the Death... No, he's part of the Death Riders, okay? Pac. Jay White is a babyface. So, the thing with Jay White as a babyface is he still kind of works as a heel. He's still got... You know what I'm saying? And so, like, the first, I don't know, like, 3-4 minutes of this match, Jay is just getting heat on Pac. And... Like, so the psychology is totally backwards. Like, this baby face is getting heel heat on a heel. And I swear to God, this crowd is comatose. Absolutely, positively dead silent. And then finally, Pac cuts him off and, like, throws him into something. Now the heel is actually getting heat on the baby face. And then a crowd comes to life. It's almost like it matters. But anyway, Jay White gets the win. And then Moxley hits the ring afterwards. And, they go after Jay White. Hangman's music hit. He comes out. Apparently, Hangman has turned babyface. He's just a babyface now. There was no, like, turn, but people like him. So he comes out. And then Orange is dressed as a cameraman. He attacks Moxley from behind. And Jay and Orange throw Moxley into the ring. Jay lays him out with the Blade Runner. Hangman hits the buckshot. And so the four-way, I talked about this a couple of days ago. It is a four-way at World's End. But Christian is not in the four-way. It is going to be Moxley, Orange, Jay, and Hangman. And they did show Christian lurking around, teasing that he might cash in on the winner. And, I mean, the one thing I will say is, how are they going to explain, like, Hangman even getting a world championship match after the whole story of the pay-per-view was he just kept losing, 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 losing? Guess we'll find out. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, the good news is they canceled the tsunami warning. So that's good. It's a big earthquake, though. So hopefully there's not another one. Lance, what do we got coming up with TNA?
Final Resolution coming up, not this coming weekend, but the next. We are in Atlanta, Georgia, center stage for Final Resolution, and then a TV taping the night after that.
All righty. We can check that out at TNA Wrestling. No longer Impact Wrestling. It's back to TNA. Yes. And Lance is normally here every week, but you know how things go. It's here, there, it's everywhere. But tomorrow I'll be back for Fun Friday. And actually a lot of stuff coming up here today. There's a Brian and V show talking AEW and NXT for subscribers. And we have got a special After Dark Radio coming up tonight. This will be podcast only. The show moves to Sports Byline in January. But we're going to have a fun guest on talking some cryptids. You know what a cryptid is, Lance?
No, I do not.
Like a monster of some sort. A Bigfoot, you know? It's going to be a good time. Very excited. You can only listen to this show at WrestlingObserver.com. And feel free to sign up, because even when the show goes to Sports Byline, you're going to get a bonus half hour or more of the interview as a WrestlingObserver.com subscriber. So get signed up today, either that or YouTube or Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You'll all get the bonus if you sign up there. So that's it. Thanks, Lance, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.